Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
This is Michelle Barr. Welcome to Sacred Business Success today. I am a business coach, an intuitive, a mindset mentor, talking all about significance and success, what I consider sacred business success. It's all about building your spiritual business, using your gifts, getting yourself out into the world and being paid for it. So you don't have to do anything other than what you were made to do, what you're here to do, what is your greatest value that you bring to the world. You can connect with me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook every day. And you can find me at my website, fromcallingtocash.com. Today, we're going to be talking about impact and income, about making a bigger impact and making the income that allows you to have that bigger impact in the world. We talk all about the marketing and the mindset. There are proven strategies out there. I've studied them. I've learned them. I've implemented them. I've brought them back to my community, and they work, and there are plenty of them. So we come down to this place of it's not about what I'm able to do, because you can find that. It's about what you're willing to do. It's about what you're willing to do right now and then finding a way to do it. Because then it's about three things. It is about showing up. It's about making a decision. And it's about taking aligned action. And I want you to know that a decision has not been made until an action is taken. This is both physical and energetic. And I talk about both of those worlds. I talk about taking action in the real world to create third dimensional results. We need to take third dimensional action. To create third dimensional massive results, we have to take third dimensional massive action. That being said, there is a being part also. There's a doing, but it's not just running out. We get addicted to being busy. We think we're doing and we're not getting results. It's not about doing, doing, doing. It is about balancing the being and the doing. There's a time for doing and there's a time for being. And it's about both of those. So join me today. Thank you for being here as we talk about all this. I really want to start out today's show by sharing something with you that came up out of my archives that I really love, and I want to share it. Facebook has this great feature where it says, on this day, and it shares memories with you. And when this memory popped up from 3 years ago today, it's a great story in and of itself, and it'll really show you. I talked last week on the show about the entrepreneurial hero's journey, and I talk a lot about that. And this really shows you what it's like in my world every day and what it'd be like for you when you're living this as a journey. And I'm going to show you a couple of important pieces. So I love that it showed up, because it also showed up that 3 years ago today, that was a pivotal year for me, 2012, a pivotal year for my life and my business. So really going back into that and giving you a sense of that. One, when we're on this entrepreneurial hero's journey, and if you're interested in more of that, I gave you a treasure map last week on the show, and I talked all about the journey, and I really broke it down for you. You can get all of the archives, all of the past shows. You can get them at Radio Om Times Network. They'll have all the show archives, and you can get all of mine at Intuitive Women Entrepreneurs Network.com, Intuitive Women Entrepreneurs Network. So if this speaks to you, really go and grab that show and listen to it, and then get the treasure map, the map of the entrepreneurial hero's journey that I created for you. So here I was 3 years ago today. I was in the middle of my building my business and living my life and sharing that journey. And I have found I have been the most successful once I learned how to brand myself and live my life and share that journey. And on this day, 3 years ago, I did that. I had an incident in my life, and as soon as I processed it and I went through it, I turned around and I shared it with my community. I wrote a blog called Monday Morning Midair Malfunction. So let me tell you about Monday Morning Midair Malfunction. I am very aware in the consciousness I live in that life is at once both reality and a metaphor. And even the reality is one I am creating in every moment. My life is feedback, and it's constantly giving me important information. The key is paying attention to the feedback, making choices, and taking action. And that is what I do and what I've learned to do in my life. And that's what I did on this day. I found myself on this Monday morning on a plane in midair that was malfunctioning. No sooner had we taken off than we began hearing very loud noises. I thought, surely we are not going to fly for 2.5 hours with these noises. They didn't stop, and before too long, we were told that something was indeed wrong with the plane. We were told we were going to hang here while the pilots went through an extensive protocol list, and then we were going to head back to Phoenix. We were told to keep our seatbelts fastened. The noises continued, and now we smelled something bad. Looking out the window, all I saw below me was desert and mountains, pretty treacherous terrain. Sitting there, hovering in the air, understanding on a conscious level the situation I was in, an illustration popped into my head. Because I was being aware, I was paying attention. I was looking at the feedback. Just the day before, I was attending a transformational event, and we were talking about that moment you make the leap. And you're hanging there in midair, not knowing whether you are going to fly or fall. Have you ever been there? I remember wondering, what does that feel like? What does that truly feel like? I could not get that image out of my head the rest of the weekend. My mentor and coach who was on stage had drawn it, and I was looking at it. And I knew I'd been standing on this ledge for far too long. And here she was, along with others, on that higher, better ledge, reaching and saying, jump, jump, we promise. And it's what I call the edge of everything you know. When you come to the edge of all you know. And there's a saying, when you step off, you have to trust one of two things. Either the road will rise up to meet you, or you will grow wings and be taught how to fly. And I think about that a lot. And I couldn't get that image out of my head. But look what I had done. I had asked for something, and I had asked for it with feeling. I don't have to learn every lesson physically or the challenging way, but sometimes I do. I find a lot of symbolism, a lot of signs and meaning when I'm actually experiencing life. So there I was, really lit up, really sending out desire, and at the same time wondering, what does that feel like? No, really, what does that truly feel like? In my business, in my life, I knew I was standing on that edge and being encouraged to up level, to jump and trust that I would fly. Now, here I was really feeling what that might feel like. I noticed that I was present in my reality and the appearance of what was going on. And then a part of me began to separate from that. I was disconnecting from that because I knew that I was fine. I knew that I have things to do in the world. I checked in and I knew that I was going to be okay. You may have heard the saying that fear is false evidence appearing real. As they continued to fill us in on the situation, we had a lot of false evidence appearing real going on. We began to head back to Phoenix. We were told the doors beneath us were opening to let the wheels fall out, but they wouldn't be able to close the doors, so we would hear them banging together. We were told we would also hear other unusual noises, and that when we landed, we would not have steering. As I was going through this whole process, this whole experience, I also remembered to use my tools, the tools I teach my clients, the tools I use in my own life. This is where I called in the big guns. I invoked Archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel to surround the four corners of the plane, created an energy net above and below us, and intended that we be carried safely to the ground. Yes, I do these things. I did not fully register the severity of things until we were coming in close to the ground. And I'm going to finish the story for you in just a minute. Sit here with me in this space. Really realize what was going on, and I will be right back to finish the story. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success. Stay with me.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. So we've gone from me just hanging there in midair on Monday morning with the malfunction of the airplane. So I called in the big guns. I invoked Archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel to surround the four corners of the plane, created an energy net above and below us, and intended that we be carried safely to the ground. I do these things, and I teach my clients to do them also. I didn't fully register the severity of things until we were coming in close to the ground. And what I saw was something right out of a movie. The runway was lined with emergency personnel, fire trucks, flashing lights, ambulances, security vehicles. We touched ground, spun around a little bit, and ended up straddling two runway lanes. So we were told to keep our seatbelts fastened as we were now in the middle of two active runway lanes. Soon after that, we were told that we would see firemen outside the windows because our brakes were on fire. We were now waiting for a tow to the gate. Once I was off the plane and back inside the airport, I had some time to reflect on all this while we waited for another plane and a new crew to show up. It was that time in the air before we turned to head back that stuck with me. Hovering there, all hell breaking loose around me, it seemed. And yet I sensed that I was okay. I knew that I had somewhere to go and that I would touch ground again and continue to move forward. You know, it's that moment when you're in the air and you don't know whether you're going to fly or fall. Was that God's way of telling me, jump, yes, jump, you're going to be fine? Pretty dramatic, God. As for the archangels, thanks are in order. We were told, once safely on the ground, that the momentum and the wind caught us just right and created a better result than expected. I love how that works. I love when that happens. When you're recreating and up-leveling your life or your business, you're going to have stuff come up around you that looks and feels bad. Do not get stuck in the appearance that things are not okay, that you are not okay. Do not collapse in fear. Hold steady. Keep breathing. And be open to the best outcomes possible. And don't forget to call in the big guns. So several things here. Once when I tell the story on its own, it's a good story. And some of you are in that place or you've been in that place. If not, you will come into that place. I'm a spiritual teacher and a healer, and this is part of the way I do my work, by sharing these experiences. So it's also a great example of how I teach you to build a personality brand, put valuable content out there to share your story. You know, I've built this tribe that I now serve, and my tribe grows every day. I've built this community to serve, and that's what I teach you all to do as well. So here I was in this airport. I'd just gone through this, and all of a sudden we finally get off the plane. We get back into the Phoenix airport and they say, you're going to be here a while, settle in, get some food, get something to drink. And all I could think about was, as I was processing this, I have got to share. I cannot wait to share what happened. This is amazing. And I sat down, I wrote the blog, and people were saying, I can't believe you just went through that and you're already sharing it. I got lots of messages, lots of engagement, interaction. It made me feel better. I had time just sitting there. I would rather be talking and engaging and processing and all those things I love to do. It was also very good for my business because people related to that. I do lots of informing and educating, but I do even more motivating and inspiring. So I can write a blog post that's three steps to get noticed, three things you need to have on your website, five things you need to stop doing now. And I do those on the radio show. And I do those online. But when I write something like Monday morning mid-air malfunction, I have another one. If you go to my blog, that's all about the trust fall, what I learned, what happened to me when I had an event that I was teaching and speaking at, and I had to do the trust fall. When I post those and share them, people get so much, and I get new clients coming to me. It touches people. Those of us that are called to be spiritual teachers, expert thought leaders, messengers, to get out there with our gifts, this is really what it's all about. So I love sharing that with you and what you can possibly take away from that. And how to pay attention when people are out in the marketplace saying, I have these tools, I have these processes, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a coach, I'm a healer, I'm a massage therapist, whatever it is, versus this is who I am, this is the impact I create, this is the transformation I sell, this is what I provide, here's my life, and here's my story. It is so valuable. It is so impactful. And so that's some of what we're talking about today with impact and income. We get into this business a lot because we just know we want significance, not just success. I see a lot of people who've either created success in the world and then went, this isn't it. It's not authentic. It's not aligned. My life isn't fulfilled. And I'm just exhausting myself, giving myself away when I can carve out some spare time when I'm not doing these other things. And that's when I feel really alive. And I want to help you feel really alive like that all the time. Or people are not willing to do that. They feel like it's a sellout or they've done it and gotten sick. I came to a point when I knew that I was no longer going to do those things that did not serve me and that I couldn't not do this anymore. So I have not been employed since 2006 by anyone other than myself. I really committed to that. I had to show up, make a decision, and take aligned action. So some people have chosen not to be in those situations and those jobs. And so then they're struggling and they're broke and they can't take care of themselves. It takes a lot of self-care. It's not selfish. It's just like any other job you would have and what you have to do to train and be able to do that job. It takes a lot of self-care to have the energy to do this work as a helper and a healer, and you know that. And so really coming into this from a different way, we wanted significance, not just success. We want to make an impact in the world. So the other thing you will learn is the technology available to us today is amazing, even the publishing world and all of that. And everything you do takes money. When I start out with people who are new to building their business, I teach you very inexpensively and very simply how to build your business with four things: a website, a PayPal account, social media profiles, and an email system like AWeber or MailChimp or something like that. So your website, you're going to have some hosting fees. That costs me $10 a month year round. PayPal, they will take some money out every time they help you with a transaction. It's the cost of doing business. I've used them for years. Social media profiles are free. And your email system, it will do something every month, a monthly subscription. It's not expensive, but you'll start out with that. There will be costs. The bigger impact you start making and the bigger impact you want to make, it costs more money. I wanted to get to a place where my business paid for all my coaching and training, which it does. I wanted it to pay for all my travel, which it does. Then I wanted it to pay for my continued education and my self-care and even my spiritual retreats, because I bring that back and I bring it into my work. So to get to a point where your business is paying for all that, you need income. So I talk about cash and contribution. Then I talk about impact and income. And impact and income, I said I was going to talk about on this show today. It's been what I've been working with my community over the past few weeks. I just did a free live call for my community all about my impact and income acceleration formula, how to take your business to the next level impact and income as a coach, speaker, teacher, and author. And in the past 2 years, I have had so many what I identify as spiritual teachers coming into my world, hiring me, showing up as potential clients, as clients and students, showing up in my community, showing up on Facebook and on my email list, and really wanting help with that. They may not always identify themselves as spiritual teachers, but I'm identifying it. And so moving into 2016, I'm still going to be helping the newbies. I have some great first steps in place to help people just coming in, or who maybe even stopped and started, or who have some of the pieces and then they don't know how to put them all together. I'm also going to take a group of people who are ready of how in the past year and a half I accelerated my impact and my income to end up on big stages with my own book published, as well as being in collaborative books. I had my first TV interview and appearance a few weeks ago, which is going to air in January 2016. So being that coach with a full coaching business, being that speaker, traveling, speaking on stages, I also speak online on lots of radio shows and telesummits. Being that teacher, I have products, I have programs, I have groups, all kinds of ways I'm out there teaching, leveraging my one-to-one work with serving a group, and as an author, as a published author with now my books out there. Stay with me, and I'm going to talk to you more about impact and income when we come back in just a minute. Own Times Radio Network.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr on Sacred Business Success on OM Times Radio Network, talking now about impact and income. And I was telling you about this free live call I did with my community just a couple of days ago. So you can still go and get that, and you'll get the recording, and you can listen to the recording. The live call is over. I'll be running encore of it, but if you want to get the recording now, just go to impact and income acceleration formula.com. Impact and income acceleration formula.com. And I want you to know that moving forward into next year, I will really be working on this more, showing people who want to build a platform how to be a coach, a speaker, a teacher, and an author. So for those people really called to make a bigger impact and a bigger income, that was me. I really wanted to make a bigger impact, which I then saw would take a bigger income. And a lot of us helpers and healers, we struggle with that. Cash and contribution, impact and income, when those things are put together. It's really, as I've been talking to you about you're selling your lifestyle and your energy and who you are. So think about it. Right now, whenever I go to hire a new coach, I couldn't even count how many coaches I know out there now. And I learn about new ones every day. I'm certain I could make a list of way over 100, but at least top 50. And I always am following this industry. I love the coaching industry, especially the coaching industry that is made up of helpers and healers, personal and spiritual growth, and even business growth and development as a personal and spiritual journey. So I always know who the top coaches are out there. There are some coaches out there that are amazing. Amazing. And they're some of the top coaches in the industry. And right now I wouldn't hire them because they're not resonating with me. People who hire me resonate with me. It's about you getting out there and showing up as you and being you and doing you so people can resonate. This is both physical and energetic. You want to have the marketing out there. You want to share your stories and you want to share your lives that people can step in that with you. So learning how to do that, just like the story I shared with you, that I stepped out there and shared. And so it's not certifications, modalities, processes. We healers love our trainings, our modalities, and processes. That includes me. So when I would first open my practice, I would step out there and say, I have all these certifications and I can do theta healing. I can do access consciousness and matrix energetics. I do IET and all of those things. Then when I started telling people what I could do for them, what transformation I provide, it's a whole different thing. You also want a brand that's going to last. People have grown with me through my business over the years. It looks nothing like it did. But what it was me having to come out from behind labels. Do I call myself a coach? Am I an intuitive coach? Am I a success coach? Am I a healer? And we try to come up with all these clever names. It was me stepping out from behind modalities, processes, certification, and labels. When you brand a modality, you're not flexible and fluid. And people hide behind the modality or behind the product of their direct sales or whatever it is. This happens in a lot of areas, and you get stuck in that. Even people in direct sales, when you look within your company, those people who are making it really big have branded themselves. They have their own personality brand website. I know I have a client right now. We just did a VIP day together. We looked up all the people in her business and we looked at their Facebook pages and their websites and what they were doing. They have personality branded themselves as coaches, speakers, teachers, authors, and they have their products. People are buying your energy. You're selling you. Even when I was doing direct sales, why did I get in with a certain person and sign up for their Mary Kay or their Young Living or their Isagenics? Because of them and the tribe they had built. This is huge, huge to understand. Now, everything I do, it's always aligned with me, so I can bring in anything now as I grow and evolve. If it's part of me and I use it and it's who I am, people will pay attention and they'll either resonate or not. I've built the know, like, and trust, and they've given me permission to communicate with them. I've built this community and this tribe by being me, by showing up as me, and then I communicate with them consistently. I provide lots of value. You want to provide lots of value for every promotion that you're doing. You want to provide 90% value, things that are educational, inspirational, motivational, or informational. Like when I'm teaching people how to use Facebook, no matter how often you're posting, it's a 9-to-1 rule of thumb. 9 things of value that are inspirational, motivational, educational, or informational for everyone, straight out promotion where you're saying, look at my stuff, sign up for my stuff, buy my stuff. People like us, we have big messages and big things to bring to the world. We have a lot inside of us. It's natural for us to want to share a bigger message. We're building these businesses. We're doing all these things for way bigger reasons. We want freedom. We want to stay home with our children. We want to go into business with our spouse. We want to live where we want. We want a lifestyle. My clients have all these different reasons and more. You are selling your lifestyle and your energy and who you are. One of the things I do when people come to me, new clients, if they have a website, I go on their website, and very often I see them in their website hiding behind. That won't get you many sales, many clients. It won't get you much traction. And I can feel it energetically, and I can see it because I'm a strategist and I've learned how to market and I've learned how to brand and all of that. And I have to tell them first thing, you're nowhere in your website or you're hiding behind. You need to come. I need to know about you. I need to know your story, your challenges and struggles. What fires have you walked through that I can now pay you to help me walk through? I need to know those things. I don't want to hear blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm an energy healer, so I do love processes and I do love, oh, which modalities have you trained in and all of that. But if I'm going to refer you to somebody, I need to know what you're about and who you're for. And you're not for everyone. And you don't serve everyone. I always know who I want as my coach. I find who's resonating with me. So those people have to be out there resonating. I do my part. My coaches do their part. And the universe connects the dots. I always find the right coach. They're not just holding up a sign saying, buy this, buy my time, buy my product, buy my service. I don't either. It's huge. You're branding you. You're building a platform, and it will actually allow you to give more away for free. I give more away for free now than I ever did before. It lets you have a give back. So don't get stuck in this. I have people show up, they say right away as if I'm going to judge them. And I was one of them once. They say, I don't want to make a lot of money. I just need enough to pay my bills. A lot of people out there don't have money, and somehow we think that us having less will help somebody else have more, when us having more will help lots of people have more. And so they do this whole, I don't want a lot, I don't need a lot, just show me how to make enough money to pay my bills and maybe have a little extra left over. And right away I'll say, then we might not be a good match, because I'm not going to do that. That is not what I want for you. We are the ones saying we believe in this infinite and abundant universe. And then you can choose to live simply. There truly are people who love to live simply, but you're choosing to live simply. It's a choice. Mother Teresa chose to live simply. Again, this week, that was a hot topic on Facebook, showing up everywhere, because people argue for their limitations. They argue for their poverty consciousness, and they use Mother Teresa. There's a great book out that someone who was one of her assistants wrote about Mother Teresa, CEO. I love to tell this story. I wrote a blog about it. You can find it online. It takes millions to keep Mother Teresa in poverty. Google, it takes millions to keep Mother Teresa in poverty, Michelle Barr. A lot of people love to spread that story. Mother Teresa was so poor, and look, she just did good all her life. No, she chose to live simply, and she chose her demographic, who she wanted to serve, who she was called to serve, and she chose to go out into the streets where her people were. But she had a billion-dollar company supporting her. She traveled everywhere by private car and private jet. She had to take care of herself. She had everything she wanted and needed at her disposal. She chose to give a lot of it away. You get to choose. But don't put yourself in a place where you think it's noble to suffer and not have it. Then you're not doing all the good you could. We would love to have more wealth in the hands of heart-centered people who want to do good. We're the ones most conflicted about having it. Think about that. She could not have done what she did without those resources. And yet we get a lot of shame about it. Go to Impact and Income Acceleration Formula.com and grab that recording and stay here. I've got more for you. We've got more time. I'll be right back. Michelle Barr.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, OM Times Radio Network, Sacred Business Success, and we are talking about cash and contribution, impact and income. And all of this we've been going into right now about money, because even when I say impact and income, cash and contribution, a few years ago, I wouldn't have dared say it. And now it's triggering some people. Yet to make the impact you want to make, it takes more and more income. My business has consistently been making more income, and I've been needing more income. We would love to have more wealth in the hands of heart-centered people who want to do good, but we're the ones most conflicted about having it. Think about that. We get a lot of shame about it. We get a lot of shame, and I started a movement not long ago about shameless spiritual business building and bringing that into the community, into my community and the larger community. And I'll tell you what, when you do that, there is a split, and it is polarized, so you know it's big. I've built this up in my own community, but I still come across it and came across it on Facebook. I was in a community that I felt like I was very aligned with, and then some people started arguing for their limitations when we were talking about making money, and people were arguing about, well, you can be poor and have an impact, and here's all the people that did, and really arguing for their limitations. And we say we believe in an infinite, abundant universe. I would not hire a coach who does not walk their talk and living in abundance. And I'm not just talking about money. I always hire a coach that obviously out-earns me and can get me to that next level that I want, and I up-level. But I'm talking about abundance in life. I don't want a coach who maybe is making money and the rest of their life is a mess and they're not happy. Because of the way I want to live my lifestyle, I have goals and I have things I want. And so it's all of it. They are living a life and living abundance in all areas of their life. And so what's important to me will show up as important to them too. This is one of those things where nobody is neutral, like, yeah. People have opinions, and I mean they are attacking. Spiritual community is attacking other spiritual community. I see it all over Facebook. Somebody puts up an ad. If you don't like it, buy it. But people are taking the time, energy, and resources to write really hurtful, hateful things to other people, and these are people who are supposed to be spiritual. There's something behind that. There really is. It is so polarized, which means the good news is that it's more polarized than ever. So it means things are changing. People are starting to take side, and you're really seeing that. I'll tell you, I ran an ad. So it was an ad. Like it or not, I'm inviting you to come see what I'm doing in my business on my page. If you're not for it, hey. I see ads all day long because I'm on Facebook all the time that I like or don't like. And people have their things. I saw this spiritual community. This woman took the time to write ugly things on my ad. So now people looking at my ad who might be interested are seeing that. So I clicked on her to go to her page, her personal page, to see who is this woman and do I know her? And she had started a whole discussion, a whole thread, which she can do. I mean, I'm talking about things here right now, and dialogue is important, but she had started a whole discussion on her group all about me and my awful, horrible ad. And so all her tribe, which are aligned with her, were coming on there and saying how awful, how horrible, that woman's horrible, and making all these judgments about me, and it triggered me. You learn to take that. You learn to stand in your place. Took me a little, but then you know what I did? I joined the conversation, but I wasn't ugly or hurtful or attacking. I said, hi, I see y'all are talking about me. I'm glad you're dialoguing. I want to join the conversation. That took a lot. But I did it because I'm more interested in getting this taken care of and getting this out here and talking about it and opening it up than I am about being hurt. So I dealt with both. I was in my own crap and dealing with it at the same time. I've experienced that at different times in my local community, and I've gotten backlash. And it's said in our world, once you get your first hate mail, that means you're doing something. So here's another thing to know to make an impact and make the income. If you're not getting any negative feedback or any hate mail or any backlash, you're not standing for something. You're not having an effect. It was so polarized. So the good news is it's more polarized than ever. It kept showing up and showing up. The split and the polarizing means we're shifting. We are hitting a tipping point. So everybody is fighting and fighting and fighting to hold the old guard or to bring in the new guard. There's much less neutral. And that tipping point starts causing people. We're talking about things that used to not talked about. It's calling people to have to look at it and to talk about it. So you're taking stands like that. That's what makes you a spiritual teacher. That's what gets you out there. Those people who go, oh, I'd never hire her. She's probably a scam. She's horrible. She's a ripoff. Bye. There's someone else to serve them. But if I weren't saying it, my clients who say, oh, thank God, she's talking about this. Look, that's me. Me too. They wouldn't be able to find me if I was just saying, yeah, everything's perfect. Everything's vanilla. Everything's happy. We're all happy. Hire me. So I've gotten the backlash, not from everyone, but I have. People would try to keep me in that bucket. I talk about crabs in a bucket. If you take a bucket and you put a bunch of crabs in it, you don't have to put a lid on it. Did you know that? If one crab tries to get up and look over the side or climb out of the bucket, the other crabs will literally climb on top and push that crab back down into the bucket and keep him there. Like, let's all stay in this mess together. So people trying to keep me in that bucket, people get very invested in keeping you in that bucket. There were people who did not want to see me create impact and income because then it meant they could do it. They were very attached to their stories that they couldn't do it and it couldn't be done. But if you put one crab in a bucket, he will climb right out, go right over the side. Think about that. You might be in your own bucket of crabs right now. It's a lot to think about. If you are called to be a coach, a speaker, a teacher, an author, to build that platform, to build that tribe and serve them, you need the support. You need the guidance. You need those times when it gets polarized and you've got backlash and people are talking about you and you're getting some hate mail. So that's another great one when I shared my blog post with you at the beginning of the show is I got some consistent hate mail from somebody, so much so that I turned it into a blog post. I brought it out into the light. Let's talk about it. Let's dialogue. You're being triggered. Now you're triggering me. That's what it's all about. I wrote a blog post about it. I've done that several times. I have lots of those. I'd rather talk about it and get it out there. What is it you want right now in your life? What is it you want? Connect with me. All this stuff I'm talking about on the show, if it's lighting you up, I'm talking about that on Facebook everywhere all the time. Come on to Facebook at either Michelle B. Barr and Michelle Barr Unlimited, and I am motivating, inspiring, educating, and informing every day. Let's talk. Start a dialogue. I am always open to talk about this stuff. You can go and get that impact and income acceleration formula.com and get that community call, get the recording of that, and then connect with me. And Stay with me. Go get some of the previous shows at Om Times Radio Network in the show archives or at Intuitive Women Entrepreneurs Network. You can find my book and all the radio shows there and everything else that I produce for you. I give lots of free resources. I can have a bigger impact than ever because of the way that I branded and built my business. And that's what I teach you to do. That's what I encourage you to do. This is so doable and so possible. Think about what you want. Think about where you have shame. Think about what's showing up being polarized right now. And think about where you want to go. Think about where you can show up, what decision you need to make, and what aligned action it's time for you to take. I'd love to be a support and a guide for that and a resource for that. I hope I made you think about some things. If you're standing on one of those ledges right now, ready to jump out and you're afraid, think about that too. This is a journey. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development program you ever enroll in. That's why I talk about the entrepreneurial hero's journey. You can find me at my website from callingtocash.com. I give away 10 hours of complimentary consultations, what I call discovery sessions, every month. Go on there, grab one of those, and let's talk about your best next steps. I am amping up for 2016, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.